And on the phone, patiently waiting to speak to us about yesterday's Lincoln County Board of Commissioners meeting, is Commissioner Chris Bruns. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Corey. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. I'm glad I'm going to be indoors. It looks like we're going to get splattered again. And boy, we're making up all this deficit, it seems like, in the last 4 weeks or so. But it's great. We'll take it.
I absolutely agree. We will take every drop we can get right now. You know, the precipitation, the moisture, it's a gift from God. So I'm sure all of our producers are extremely grateful right now.
That they are. Let's talk about the meeting, and it was a relatively brief agenda that you dealt with, and get into the meat of it here. But the big thing that came out of the meeting was you had Sheriff Kramer appear before the board and give you an update. There's been all the talk since last week about transporting immigrant workers from the meatpacking plant in Omaha out here. We're housing 64 of those from an ICE raid last week or 2 weeks ago in Omaha, and they 64 of those transported to the Lincoln County Detention Center. Sheriff Kramer appeared before the board yesterday morning and gave you an update. What were the main bullet points out of that the board took away?
You know, and Sheriff Kramer's, he's been updating the board pretty regularly since the events of the ICE operation in Omaha occurred, and really grateful for the work that he does and the staff that he has over there and the work that they do in particular. Gave us an update on the situation. Seems like the staff may be taxed just a little bit, but at the end of the day, they are working diligently to take care of these people and ensure that, you know, they're still fulfilling the responsibilities of the community. When you take a look at the situation that unfolded over there in Omaha, and they had a need to find a place to put the detainees, there's not a better facility in the state of Nebraska. I truly believe that. Sheriff Kramer strongly believes that. The entire board is in agreement on that. And we have the resources, we have the facility, we have the staff. We're able to do this. And remind you, you know, we house inmates, federal inmates, and state inmates on a regular basis anyway, as it is. And so it just made sense for them to go ahead and transfer those detainees to our care. Got a brief. Sheriff Kramer went into the details. He is working with Hope Esperanza, a lot of our community organizations for interpreting services, and they are working to process these individuals, these people, as timely as possible. It does sound like there's some situations where the baby was thrown out with the bathwater, unfortunately, and there's people that were probably wrongfully detained, and they're working through that process. But at the same time, there's people that are here illegally, and they're working with law enforcement, the, you know, federal agents, and working to get those individuals processed as need be. So just extremely grateful that the sheriff's on top of it, and his staff is working day and night. It sounds like they worked tirelessly through the weekend to work on this situation and provide the best service possible for these people.
Yeah, I want to stress these are all people that were working down at the meatpacking plant in Omaha, and it's just a matter of making sure they have the right papers and the work visas and the things that allow them to work legally in the country. And I think the first thing, we've been so sensitized by what the administration is doing on a nationwide basis, weeding out criminals, and we applaud that, but we can't just get it in our head just because we're housing immigrants that they're criminals, because they're not. They're hard workers, and so many of our immigrants are that. And so I just, you know, I think he was cautioning everyone that this is just a process that takes time to go through and make sure papers are in order and they're doing everything legally.
No, completely. I mean, we have, you know, one of the, like, for instance, one of the cases, there's there's a mother that was brought and transferred here to the Lincoln County Detention Center, mother of a special needs child. Sounds like she's here legally, has all the appropriate paperwork, and so they're working diligently to make sure that there's reunification in that regard. Another gentleman been here working legally for 20 plus years. But there are those instances where it sounds like people were here illegally trust the process and the professionals that are working hard, and they'll get it all weeded out and the situation will get taken care of. But again, no better place in the state, in my opinion, for these detainees to be brought and taken care of. In a compassionate way, but still, fulfilling the law. So just extremely pleased with the work that's being done over at the Lincoln County Detention Center.
The original intent for Captain Newton and Sheriff Kramer to appear before the board was expressing the need for an additional 12-passenger transport van that they can use to help transport people into the Sheriff's Office and Detention Center there, and you did go ahead and approve that.
Yeah, so this was actually on the agenda before the operations last week, and it's a need that we've had. As I said earlier, we do a lot of housing of federal and state inmates here at the Lincoln County Detention Center. We've been doing it for quite some time. It helps offset the cost of that facility to the local taxpayers, and Sheriff Kramer has a really good program put in place there. And we make to Omaha in particular to transport these inmates and bring them back to Lincoln County, all of which is paid for by external sources. It's not coming off the local taxpayers' back. We make those trips 3-4 times a week. And the facility there, the logistics of getting the vehicle in to the secured point for detainee pickup, their building isn't the best. There's an incline. The vehicle that we had, it just wasn't working. And so we found ourselves in a situation where it was unsafe. Inmates were being brought out of a secured area to be loaded up. The vehicle that we had, frankly, didn't quite fill the bill in order for us to be able to do this adequately. And so this particular vehicle was on the agenda already, kind of timely for the situation that unfolded and that we're currently working through right now. But this vehicle is it's going to allow for 12 passengers to be transported. It's the appropriate size. It gets into the secured space of the facility across the state, and it also allows us not to have to take if there's a female and male inmates in the same transport group, they have to be separated by sight and sound and smell. And so normal vehicles, you can't mix those inmates together. They have to be secured, and the vehicle that we had just didn't do the job. And so this vehicle, the particular outfitting of this vehicle, this transportation van, will allow us to do that. And instead of having to take two vehicles down there with two crews of staff, we can do it in one. So we approve that and looking forward to seeing that vehicle get purchased and brought in. Captain Newton does a great job of finding the best deal out there and working to protect the taxpayers, as does the sheriff. And so pleased with the option that they brought before us and the rationale for the purchase, and it's within the budget. So, like I said, we went ahead and approved it.
Okay. You discussed and considered and eventually signed the chair to sign Community Development Block Grant application documents for the Las Mañanitas project.
Yep. So, this project, it's really exciting to see come from concept to where they are right now. I'm really looking forward to seeing how they progress and actually get the funding and get this project constructed and how it's going to serve the community as a whole, particularly the north side. But really their goal is to help all of North Platte and even out into Lincoln County. And so really exciting to see this. This was more of an administrative step in the process. We are essentially, as Lincoln County, for this particular grant, there needs to be a government sponsor. We're more of a pass-through of these monies coming through and then going to that organization. The entire project is going to be funded through grants like this and local philanthropy and fundraising. So, like I said, it's more just an administrative step authorizing Chairman Wooler to go ahead and sign that application and get it submitted. So we were happy to do so.
You received an update on the Predator Control Noxious Weed Department consolidation.
Yeah, so this is a few years ago, we created the Predator Control Department to deal with prairie dogs or prairie rodents, as Commissioner Woodruff refers to them at, mm-hmm. more correctly, as well as other predators that are throughout the county. And so it was kind of a new concept for Lincoln County. There's been, I believe, one other county in the state that has taken steps like we have as we went away from the USDA services that provided that. And we're seeing pretty significant savings. We're definitely seeing a bigger return on our investment through this. And quite frankly, we're also seeing greater service provided to residents of Lincoln County in this regard. Now, as we move into a new budget year and we're working through some of the logistics as far as employees are concerned, the conversation, I brought it up well over a year ago. It's been brought up by other commissioners as well. The need to explore how do we consolidate these two departments, because from a logistical standpoint, an operational standpoint, it really does make the most sense and we can gain some efficiencies. As the committee has been working and having conversations with the weed board, with an elected body that the noxious weed department also kind of reports to, their supervisor reports to our board, but it's kind of a bifurcated structure. The committee and that board has had numerous conversations, and so we had an update on the process there. One of our more pressing concerns was one of the employees that works for both of those departments in a part-time capacity. What do we do there? And I think we've identified a good path moving forward to where they can still remain part-time employee instead of us bringing them on as a full-time employee. I think the county will see some savings in that regard. And so the conversation is just going to continue. It was more of an update to bring everybody abreast of the situation and the conversations that were being had. And I really appreciate that because we have so much going on, each of us independently through our collateral duties and our other committee assignments, that we're always not up to speed on all the intricacies of every detail that's going on in Lincoln County. So these updates are extremely important. Mm-hmm.
You've had three applicants for the Nebraska International Port of the Plains Authority Board, and last mm-hmm. night you decided to table that discussion until next week.
Yeah, so we had a vacancy, as I'm sure you're aware, and many of your listeners are. Kim Steger, I just want to give a huge shout out to her and the work that she's done on the board. You know, she's been an integral part of the process and helping get the Nebraska International Port of the Plains where they are currently. I know a lot of people may not realize all the things that have been done and the things that are getting ready to start yet. It's hard to see it when there's not dirt moving out there quite yet, but that is coming and it's coming very soon. But she was very just an amazing board member thus far. She decided to go ahead and take a step back and not seek another term for being appointed to that board of directors just recently. She's got some things going on in life that she wants to devote her time to. And so we had that vacancy. We put it out for application. And we have three amazing candidates that have applied, really excited about the prospects that each one of them could bring. And Commissioner Hughley and I sit on that committee as liaisons to the Port Authority. We are working through those applications. We just had a couple more things that we wanted to get buttoned up to make sure that we are bringing forward a nomination to the full board that is the best person possible. And so we did go ahead and table that. That'll be before the board, the full board, next week on the 23rd at 9:40 a.m. Where we're gonna bring forward our nomination as a committee, and the board will make a determination on which direction they want to go with these three top-notch candidates.
Always good to have more than one. You know, it's in this day and age, getting one good candidate's okay. That's pretty good. You've got three that stand out. You kind of like to have that. Have to invest a little more time to pick the best of the best, and know that whatever choice you make is going to be a good one, huh?
Yeah, we're blessed in that regard. You know, from the get go, there's been a lot of interest in what that overall project is. It's been extremely important for all of my colleagues and myself to make sure that we're pulling people from a variety of different backgrounds and different industries and different skill sets that can contribute very meaningfully to that body. To help get this thing up off the ground and operational. I mean, this is a brand new concept, a brand new type of organization, a brand new type of operation for the state. We're currently a lot further along than the other four port authorities in the state of Nebraska. And so that is due in large part to the individuals that we have selected as the county board to serve on the Port Authority. So we want to make sure that, again, as you said, that we're picking the best of the best to help guide this thing forward into the future so that it can have lasting impact in a positive way for Lincoln County.
Yeah. Finally, you authorized track repair within the International Port of the Plains. This is something you'll have to explain how that works. I always thought it was the railroad's responsibility to take care of the track. How does that work?
Yeah, so, probably a lot of people are the same thought process. But really, once it comes off the spur, which was an integral part, that sits on the parcel that the county owns and controls, once it comes off of the main line, that is the responsibility of the individual that has that parcel and that is going to utilize that track. And so we had a great consultant, and the UP has worked and taken a look at everything, and they've made some recommendations. We have a project that is looking to get underway here really soon out there. And so in making sure that the current spur and the existing track that's there currently is operational and safe and functioning the way it needs to function to bring freight in. We uncovered a few things that need to get done, at least the Nebraska International Port of the Plains has. And through the management agreement that we have in place with that board of directors, they work as an agent and they work to maintain all of that property, including the track, the spur. They came to us just to make sure that we were aware, and part of what that agreement is any long-term permanent alterations to anything on that particular parcel that the county controls, our county board wants to authorize. And that's just our way of making sure that we're taking care of the taxpayers, because we put a large investment in place in getting that parcel and making sure that the overall project of not only the Port Authority, but the larger rail park that the Chamber of Development Corporation is working on, that's secured. And so we went ahead and authorized that. They're going to use some of the grant money that they received from the state to ensure that, you know, any of those recommendations that were made by the UP, that they're taken care of appropriately, and that they can get that switch activated for this project that it is coming in. So really exciting. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of really cool things going on here in the near future, from construction of that transloading facility, the drop and pull yard, to what's going on with Project Grit, this economic development project that's very quickly unfolding.
Okay, that takes care of the meeting part. You have your committee reports there at the end. Anything expressed during that time that you want to pass along to our listeners, Chris?
No, I mean, committee reports were fairly light. We did have a couple closed sessions. Obviously, I can't get into the details on that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I do want to point out, though, for anybody that may be listening, we recently aligned all of our holidays for the courthouse and county staff to be aligned with what the state does. And so the courthouse will be closed on Thursday, and I want to make sure anybody that may have been planning to come in to take care of business, that they're aware of that. I don't want people to potentially drive in from rural Lincoln County and get there and realize that the doors are locked. So just wanted to provide that information this morning.
Yeah, that's probably good because this is a newer federal holiday that was created here in the last few years, and I don't think there's any mail delivery. I'm not sure about the banks, but at least we know the courthouse. You'll have to plan another day. Make it today, tomorrow, or Friday. So
exactly.
You got lots of choices. Chris Bruns from Lincoln County Board of Commissioners has been our guest going over the meeting yesterday. Appreciate your time, Chris, and folks can always archive the meetings if they can't catch it online. You have a YouTube channel. I know we put a link on the story when we post the agenda each week so they can check it out, but if they want to go back over it, that link remains valid, and they can find the archived version of it and watch it at their convenience.
Yeah, absolutely, and I encourage people to do so.
Keep up on what's happening. You know, when I really my first exposure to Board of Commissioners was when I spent some time up in Broken Bow before coming down here and covering the meeting, and I just was almost shocked at all the things that come your way that you deal with, and you know, you work with the assessor. You operate as a Board of Equalization and approving assessments and requests and hear protests and all that good stuff. So it's a lot.
It is a working board. We were involved in a lot of things, from emergency management to public safety to you name it. The functions of county government are pretty wide. The services that we provide are pretty broad. And the Board of Commissioners is a working board, and so we have our hands in a lot of it, and we're working hard for Lincoln County. And like I said, I encourage people to hop on at their leisure, watch the meetings. I know our meetings are weekly at 9 a.m. on Mondays. It's very difficult for most people to get to, so this is one of those things that we provide to make sure people, not only from a transparency and accountability standpoint, but just making sure people are able to see what's going on in their community, to understand, all the great things that are being done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must say I'm really impressed after meeting all the commissioners, all five of you, with your knowledge and your caring, and it really comes out when I get a chance to talk to all of you that you really embrace your duties. This isn't something that you just do to put on a resume, but you really care about the direction of the county, and I include you in that. Certainly, you have a vast, it's clear you have a lot of knowledge and have learned a lot of things too, but it's pretty clear to me that you all work together to do what's best in the best interest of Lincoln County, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. No, I appreciate those kind words.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you on down the line.
Yes. Take care. Looking forward to it.